Splenda's manufacturers have defended the drug against the criticisms. Maureen Conway, RD, Director of Nutritional Affairs for McNeil Nutritionals, points to a recent study led by Dr. Tongji Wu at Australia's University of Adelaide School of Medicine and funded by the National Health and Medical Research Council there. 10 men were tested for insulin, sugar, and the hormone GLP-1 after drinking 4 different drinks following an overnight fast. Conway said the test showed that consumption of sucralose was no worse than water. She said the test, in Australia, provides more evidence that Splenda can be used safely by everyone, including pregnant women, children, and people with diabetes. But detractors point out the limited scope of the study. Yes, Splenda is effective in avoiding insulin swings, but this does not prove anything about its long-term health effects in other areas. One potential area of concern is that the aspartame and glutamate used in some artificial sweeteners can act as neurotransmitters in the brain by facilitating the transmission of information from neuron to neuron. Excess aspartame and glutamate may be able to gradually destroy neuronal pathways, causing memory loss, brain lesions, and dementia, often well before any chronic illness is apparent. Furthermore, these sugar substitutes may be less effective than previously thought in keeping weight under control. A 2010 study published in the Yale Journal of Biology and Medicine found that non-caloric sugar substitutes, including aspartame and sucralose, do not satisfy the brain in the same way that real sugar does, and consumption of sugar substitutes can lead to overeating and obesity. The paper referred to several large-scale experiments that found links between the use of artificial sweeteners and weight gain. The study also noted that artificial sweeteners can actually encourage sugar cravings and sugar dependence. Dr. Louis J. Elsass II, Director of Medical Genetics at Emory University School of Medicine, told the Congressional Labor and Human Resources Committee that even a single use of aspartame has shown to raise the level of the essential amino acid, phenylalanine, in the blood. A neurotoxin, phenylalanine, excites neurons in the brain to the point of cellular death, causing emotional and behavioral problems. He said excessive amounts of phenylalanine, which constitutes 50% aspartame, can damage parts of the brain and is especially dangerous for infants and fetuses. We're far from knowing everything there is to know about Splenda, but early indications are that it may have unintended consequences and be relatively ineffective as a solution to the problem. An obesity epidemic. It is intended to address.